I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
Yeah, boy.
I think we got a new one in the making.
A new one.
A new classic.
Oh.
I'm not one to overstate a movie's
quality. Let's just say it's a Nicolas Cage classic.
Guy's been making tons of these, like, direct-to-video action, just picking up a paycheck. This one, he's actually shown up to do some some work of artistic merit.
Yeah, right. So even though it's an off-putting title, Pig?
Yeah, it's kind of blunt. He is a former chef, now living a hermetic life in the Pacific Northwest. And he's got a pig that he's really attached to, and they go truffle hunting together. And he makes a living, a very meager living, by selling these truffles.
Yeah. Extremely influential in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
And he left that. He was a big chef. Pigs are not used regularly for truffle hunting anymore. They're dogs.
Yeah, right.
So he's an unusual breed no matter what.
Someone steals his pig.
Yes.
And he goes nuts.
He goes pig hunting.
He goes into the city to find his stolen pig. It's kind of a buddy movie. Because he scours Portland with Alex Wolff, the guy that plays the restaurateur that's buying his truffles.
I would consider it an intensely character-driven movie where we are slowly revealing the character of this enormously influential former chef. One of the beautiful things about Cage's performance is that it's a slow exposition. I mean, he lets us know who he is very slowly. And because he has been, as you said, you know, the kind of the hermit, the kid is a nice foil to him.
Yeah.
Because he's hyper and he's a little bit crooked. And
it's been marketed as a revenge movie. It's a reinvention of the food movie. There's a lot here about textures and sounds and smells and tastes.
There is that moment when he serves the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
To one of his enemies.
Yeah.
He takes it all from memory because this is a chef who remembers every meal he ever made and every person he ever served.
Yeah.
So he serves his enemy again the meal that he gave them before. And that meal looks possibly edible right off the screen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Simplicity of it. It's commenting on this ridiculous restaurant culture that we live in. People bring plates full of, like, steaming moss. The word pig in the title has a double meaning here.
Oh, good. Yes.
It's about the pig he's searching for, but it's really about the capitalist pig he finds.
Yes. Yes.
Who's orchestrating all this sort of trauma.
As in any good movie, there's a moment when he reveals his philosophy and the center of the film comes out. And that's when he talks to that former chef. He chews him up about what he really wants out of life.
Yeah.
When I get the major character suddenly coming out, finally telling us what he really believes about life.
Yeah.
And this poor guy is there. He's just crestfallen. You know,
he
idolizes him.
Yeah, he's dismantled his whole, this moment of his success.
Yes,
really.
Yeah.
So this movie operates at a very odd tonal level, which I really enjoyed. About a third of the way through, when the Cage character first comes back to Portland and he's looking for this pig, and he takes his buddy, the young kid, underground into what appears to be like a Fight Club scenario for chefs. Bizarre subterranean world where these chefs are like fighting under that. Otherworldly strange.
Yeah, it is. And I think you use the right term, Fight Club.
What is that scene trying to tell
us? You're reminding me that I should always see a movie twice.
Or once with me.
At the time, I wasn't sure. And when you're asking me now, I'm not sure. But if I went back to that movie, I bet I could help. That's a good movie to me. One that demands that I come back.
In a different movie, that scene might be a clunker of a, you know, you might be like, where is this coming from? Why is it here? It has no business here. It throws the movie off. But this doesn't. Somehow we just accept it and we still don't know what's going on.
It jolts you because he's been such an outcast. He has outcast himself that to be back with people, you know, kind of like Grizzly Adams coming back, that it gets your attention right away, but you don't know why. One of the things he says is you've got to do what you really want to do. He should be making the food that he really likes. Anyway, yes.
Yeah.
This is Nicolas Cage.
One of the best Nicolas Cage performances in a long time.
Since
no histrionics, just real, honest.
Underplayed.
Dramaturgy.
Underplayed, and don't think we're going to get anything salacious. Why would anybody want to see this movie? Here, we love it. I'm not sure we've done a good job encouraging people.
Yeah, I think you should do it to be reminded of what good food is, what good movies are, what good acting is.
Yes.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. You can listen to full shows online at WCBE.org.